This is IGN.
When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
This is IGN.
While on previous Forza Horizon games, the wild, toy-themed expansions have come after a more grounded one, for Forza Horizon 5, developer Playground Games led with its terrific Hot Wheels add-on last year. However, after 7 months of pounding the orange plastic high above the clouds, the team has taken us right back down to the desert and dust for some new rally-themed racing across a fresh slab of Mexican countryside. It admittedly isn't quite as eye-catching, and it's regressed from some key tweaks to the progression system introduced in Hot Wheels, but competing against the clock with a co-driver is a great new way to race in Horizon, and the excellent map is packed with far more technical routes than found in the main game. This map, which Playground has dubbed Sierra Nueva, is really the highlight of Rally Adventure, and perhaps deceptively so, considering it's not as immediately distinct from the main game itself as, say, the Snowy Blizzard Mountain DLC from the core Forza Horizon 3 map. There are 6 different environments blended together in Sierra Nueva, and on closer inspection, it does effectively look and feel like a separate part of Mexico than what we've been driving around since late 2021. There's new vegetation, and zones like the quarry are unlike anything already in Horizon 5. Sierra Nueva's real strength, however, is its road network. Don't be fooled by the early pop-up that indicates you've only got 32 roads to drive down before you've seen them all. Many of these roads are long and technical, like the guitar solo in Freebird. The best among them are characterized by tighter corners and more hairpins than you'll find on a typical Forza Horizon 5 road, plus more bumps and jumps, as well as longer stretches between junctions. Sierra Nueva's new dust effects are also a standout, and it hangs in the air above the dirt and gravel for far longer than before. After a strong opening drive, where the route into the festival is clogged with campers on the way to the main hub, Rally Adventure breaks the racing up into 3 threads, each with a slightly different take on rallying. In a somewhat unfortunate step back, things have reverted to a bit of a free-for-all, rather than the gated class system that gave the Hot Wheels expansion a nicer sense of progression. Of course, you can still use any car you want to enter events, and the AI will adjust class accordingly. This is how I played, changing cars for each of the nearly 30 events to keep things varied. I don't think there's anything to be gained by blazing through everything in your fastest hypercar, unless you're only here for a short time rather than a good time. Each event can be played 2 ways, either as a single car rallying against the clock, or a standard race against a pack of opponents, but the proper rallying is the highlight. It's not a particularly demanding simulation, and its straightforward pace notes crib plenty from the pick-up-and-play pleasure of genre granddaddy Sega Rally, but it's absorbing, arcade-inspired fun. Having your co-driver soaring over the stage above you in a helicopter is a cool touch, too. It doesn't just look slick, either. It's also a smart solution to explain why you're still receiving co-driver audio in single-seater vehicles. In Rally Adventure, the curation leans entirely into rallying and off-roading. I'm an enormous fan of the iconic 2001 WRC Ford Focus RS of Colin McRae and Nicky Grist, and it's a perfect fit as essentially the hero car of this expansion. I also love the Hoonigan Beetle, affectionately named the Scumbug. It's not quick, but lower-powered cars are regularly a lot of fun to use, as it's all about pushing them to their absolute limit and keeping them there on the brink of losing control in order to maintain your momentum. It's especially serendipitous here, considering the Scumbug was literally built by the Hoonigan team to rally in Mexico. There's an argument that the 10 new cars are too heavy with trophy trucks and buggies over traditional rally cars, but keep in mind, the latest update to the main game just added a host of new rally parts for pretty much every traditional rally car already in the existing garage. On top of that, the incredibly talented community has whipped up excellent replica liveries for all of them over the past few years. The lack of a license for Lancia and Forza Horizon 5 hurts, and it definitely leaves a hole in an experience so overtly inspired by the likes of Sega Rally, but there are plenty of other rally legends that can be built to tackle this new map. For longtime fans, Forza Horizon 5 Rally Adventure is a bit of a full circle moment for this class-leading racing franchise. After all, the first DLC for the original Forza Horizon was a dedicated rally-themed add-on back in 2012. This new iteration on that idea may be a lot more conventional than last year's outlandish Hot Wheels expansion, but fusing the open-world foundations of Forza Horizon with the arcade accessibility of off-road racing icon Sega Rally is still a winning combination.
Spoken Layer.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.